want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, and new merch going on sale every month, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description, or scan the QR code on the screen, and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
What's going on, you strong, empowered women? Terrence Pop here from Redonkulous.com. And Good Pop showed up today because I'm here to give you some good, long overdue advice. People have been watching this show from the beginning. You remember this episode.
You get caught smelling your finger. Look, you dip the stick, you want to know how the oil is. You want to know, that's how it works. You get caught doing that, you're going to get chastised. It's going to cause some problems.
It's been almost 10 years since we made that episode. Can you believe that? And can you believe we never made classic mistakes women make until now?
How dare you?
This is long overdue, and I am shocked it was never requested. So now it's time to pour yourself a menagerie and correct this heinous wrong. Menagerie, well, that's for the dudes. Copium, that's for the ladies. And you know who you are. So hook up an IV, ladies. This one's gonna hurt, and we're going in dry. Yeah. Now this first one should go without saying, but we're gonna say it anyway. The number one classic mistake women make? Feminism. And the reason this is number one is it encapsulates all of the other mistakes. Ladies, if you buy into this bullshit, you get what you get. And most importantly, because you chose it yourself, you don't get to throw a fit. Modern feminism is a huge salad bar of rights and conveniences. You pick the ones you want and you leave the rest alone if they don't suit you.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
And of course, that whole thing is covered with a mountain of ranch dressing screen fiber. In current year, you can best describe this as Schrodinger's feminism. You're empowered when it's convenient, and of course, you're a victim when it's convenient. How conveniently inconvenient for those who want actual equality. And sorry, ladies, equity and equality, they are not the same. Equity, well, that's just socialism, and if you look back 100 years, you'll see how well that worked out. Speaking of things that totally work out the way you plan, segue. Believing that the differences between men and women are nothing but social constructs, well, that hasn't backfired or anything. Yeah, right. Let's just ask this stunning and brave woman of the year. Turns out the ultimate woman, well, she's a man, Screen 5. All of the women out there bitching about all of the troons that have now taken over their spaces, you caused this. You're the ones who stuck your foot in the door to allow all the predators in. What could go wrong when you ignore basic biology? Who knew? Well, we did and we tried to tell you. And what did we get in return? Oh, who hurt you? You istophobe idiot.
How's that working out for you?
And all you really have to do is look at J.K. Rowling and you will see the snake eating its own tail. Probably because it looks like a diaca and you couldn't resist, Screen 5. But that is just the beginning how effinism has effed you in the A. I hope you're not into that kind of play because that certainly is not okay. Even if you're a man and you're gay, because no way. Listen to what I say, because I'm gonna go eat some hay and go away, okay? I went to take a piss, so this is your weekly reminder that you can support the regiment by donating to us on Local, Subscribestar, Give, Send, Bro, and Odyssey. Thank you for helping us save lives. This is a religion. That is exactly what it is. And it has you believing a litany of lies. One of the biggest lies feminism has taught you women is marriage is slavery. But sacrificing your entire life on the altar of corporatism? That certainly sounds empowering to me.
Are you serious?
Let's weigh these two things together, shall we? And ladies, please keep your feet off the scale because you're gravitationally challenged. On one hand, you have the mirage, where the man will work himself literally to death to provide and protect you and his children. And all you really gotta do is keep his belly full and his balls empty and perhaps clean the house once in a while, and you are good. And because of the nagger tax, there's an A in that word, this has never been easier or less time consuming.
He's right, you know.
What do you say to this?
That's unpaid home labor. That's slavery. Wah.
Of course it is.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Yeah, because if you were just doing that, the mortgage and the bills would be paid by themselves, right? Meanwhile, over 90% of workforce deaths are men. When was the last time you heard about one of these fat fuck wamalos getting murdered by the soap opera show on her TV? Oh, that's right, I didn't think so, Space Ghost.
Check, please.
You are not unpaid, ladies. You are kept. There's a big difference there. But you have to put your career first because feminism said so. And if you want to be a housewife, well, you know, you're just brainwashed. Yeah, because all of these women educators have been pushing you to be housewives, right?
No! Oh.
But you keep going and punching that clock, honey. You tell us and show us how empowered you are. Go ahead, waste your good years working for these faceless corporations. I'm sure it's gonna be great. Because, you know, they're loyal to you and they can't fire you for no reason at all. Right? Because that's how you fight the patriarchy, ladies. You kind of vote to make it bigger and give it more money and then make it more powerful because that's going to work out. Not only will these ladies pursue this career all the way to Box Wine and Catland, they now think any job is a career. Of course it is. Don't believe me? They are actually voting to force fast food restaurants to pay a living wage. That's not actually a career. It's called the last stop of your dignity. Being an entrepreneur used to mean you had your own business that you built yourself. Now it's called spreading your business lips on the internet for less than the cost of a Big Mac. And the best part is this, wait for it. These entrepreneurs still think they're gonna get married. Ha And because doubling down on stupid isn't enough, you want to triple down on stupid with a boss babe attitude. Because that is what attracts a good man, right?
Wrong.
And even though you put your career first, your end goal is usually almost always a man. Newsflash, ladies, you don't need a high-powered career to get a good man. Why is that, you ask? It's because we don't care. Any dude willing to tie one on with a chick for the long term probably wants to have a family. And he doesn't want that family raised in daycare.
According to this state investigation, a worker didn't find little Anthony right by the door. No worker even realized he was missing. A stranger found him near these rocks, just off Lapeer Road.
All so you can suck and fuck your way all the way up to the top of the corporate ladder behind his back. And who knows, ladies, one day you too could be the vice president. Screen 5. And I know I just pissed off the whole herd of Womelos. I can hear the screeching from here. And I know exactly how you're gonna cope. Say it with me.
These women aren't sucking and fucking their way up the corporate ladder. It's because men won't give out promotions without sexual favors.
Only if you're not qualified, Screen 5. That was a good one. That hurt. But all of this goes out the window once you find that man you want to rob blind. I mean, date.
You see what he did there?
You remember that victim when it's convenient and the empowerment when it's convenient? This is never more obvious than when modern women try to date. And that leads us to the next group of classic mistakes. They embrace modernity. But this is just like feminism. They embrace modernity when it benefits them, but then go to traditionalism when it doesn't. Go ahead and ask one of these boss babes out on a date and tell her you're going Dutch, and then let me know how it worked out for you.
Tell me, what is the biggest turnoff on the first date for you? I'll go first. When the bill comes and I suggest splitting the bill and he accepts my offer.
That's small dick broke man energy, right, ladies?
This is how you know that you're talking to broke ass men, when they have an issue to pay even for dinner. Are you joking me?
You're strong and independent until that check comes across the table. Then all of a sudden, the man has to pay for everything. How sexist of you.
Don't want to hear all why men always have to pay, because women are the prize. I'm not going half, I'm not tipping, I'm not all my turn, I'm not your girlfriend, okay? McDonald's don't suffice for me no more. I'm grown.
Being a woman does not entitle you to free shit. That's not equality or equity. Kind of sounds like bullshit. You expecting a free meal from a man because you're a woo-man. It's kind of like walking into a jewelry store and demanding free rings because you have fingers.
Then you're just out of your mind.
Newsflash, ladies, 51% of the gross population has baby snack sacks and a pink pocket. You are not special. You are one of 3.5 billion, and the fact you have a date makes you lucky. In current year, men are walking off the plantation. They're not even bothering with you. Because it's not marriage that's slavery. It's the goddamn divorce.
Damn right.
Guess who gets hog-tied and horse-fucked once those divorce papers are filed? 85% of the time, it's men. Suck it and swallow. I'm sure you're good at that because you can't cook. But that leads us to the next classic mistake women make, and that is listening to their friends. I mean, frenemies. In fact, this one thing probably covers the entire list because we all know women keep women single. If one woman in a group or a gaggle of women gets divorced, it's just a matter of time for at least half of them get divorced as well.
Did that piss you off? Make you want to call bullshit? Well, too bad, because every claim made in this episode has been sourced. So go to Redonkulous.com and check out the truth for yourself. Nooch.
Let's be honest, being single when you're young is more exciting than being married. But long term, which you women have a problem with, it's not fulfilling at all. Especially when that wall shows up on the horizon and you go into full-blown biological panic. And with that being said, the rest of this list is just being pretty straightforward. Next one up, catfishing. And I'm not talking about walking out with waders on to go fishing. These are the ladies who spend thousands of dollars a year on makeup, deceptive clothing, and plastic surgery. We've all gone on a date with a woman in public who looks like this. But you wake up next to her in the morning and she looks like fucking this. You want to talk about a coyote ugly situation? I am shocked I still have limbs. Here's a nickel's worth of free advice, dudes. Take her swimming and you don't have to put up with this shit. And here's the funny part, dudes. These ladies, they want a real man. Screen 5. Woman, there's nothing in, on, or around your body that can't be purchased at 5 below. Oh! And that's what blows my mind about modern women. You don't think ahead. Ladies, piece of advice for you. If you want a real man, how about you try this one trick that's long forgotten? Be yourself. Catfishing is the direct opposite of a long con. Now, if you actually understood consequences, you wouldn't bother with all of this war paint bullshit. And that's why, next on the list, most of you flush your virginity. Whether you believe in it or not, ladies, and some of you don't because you're stupid, virginity is real and it's very important. Virginity is not a myth created by men to empower our penis. Don't believe me? Ask the chicks who sold their virginity on eBay for millions of dollars. You know sex is important, ladies, because that is why you weaponize it. And that is why, ladies, when you attack a man who doesn't agree with you, you go after his sexual prowess. You have a small penis. You're gay. You're an incel. Shut up! It's easy to point a finger and say all you want is sex, especially when you're the ones benefiting from it.
Emotional damage!
And that leads us right into the next one. You ignore biology. You spend your 20s getting ragged, tagged, and shagged by every dude you desire. And of course, all of this happens while you're focusing on your career. But fertility is not God. It is definitely finite. 90% of you ladies will be out of eggs by 38, and you'll hit the wall at 0 eggs per hour. And if you want to pull a Cameron Diaz and drop kids at 52, say goodbye to your retirement fund. But you have a delusion of abundance and you refuse to let it go. Just because men sexually desire you does not make you wife material. And that is one of the biggest classic mistakes women make. You confuse sexual desire with value. It's apples and oranges, lady, or peaches and bananas. They're all fruits, but they are not the same, not even close.
Let me fucking go!
And it's because you have this mindset, you make the next classic mistake women make. You spend your 20s trying to tame that bad boy. To the extent a large chunk of you wind up single mothers or alpha widows. And then you sit around and wonder, where have all the good men gone? Why won't anyone wife me up?
I think it was over a year I had a date, and then it's been several years since then.
Wait for it.
Where are all the good men?
It might have something to do with the fact that you're a serial bad decision maker. You see consequences as oppression, and it's obvious as a single mother you lack impulse control. Which adds up to a high risk of infidelity. How many of you dudes out there, and be honest in the comments, have stepped or attempted to step into the stepdad role? Only to come home from work and discover the baby daddy's back and she's received 3 direct deliveries to the warehouse, if you know what I mean. Or you have the kids look you in the face and go, "You're not my daddy." Because let's be honest, dudes, that baby daddy is her alpha widower. You will always take a backseat to that child and him. And ladies, men know this. And if they don't, they feel it in their gut. And I'll tell them, trust your guts, dude. Single mothers are not worth it. Caveat that, widows, you didn't ask for that. You didn't deserve it. You're gonna get some sympathy from me, whatever I can milk out of this black dead heart that I have left. It's not much, but it's the thought that counts, Screen 5. And ladies, if you didn't make this next classic mistake, you wouldn't be a single mother. You have no understanding of consequences. When you spend your 20s living in the moment, please don't be shocked when you're north of 35 living off box wine. Actions have consequences. It's not oppression, it is reality. And that is a reality men have to face every single day of our disposable, expendable lives. Unlike you, men are only valued when they provide something. You know that whole women and children first thing? Kind of shoots a hole in that oppression argument now, doesn't it? I bet you that those ladies and children floating away to safety on lifeboats felt totally oppressed.
Get back, I say, or I'll shoot you all like
dogs.
But I can't be surprised that you believe all this bullshit because of the next classic mistake. You will straight up lie to maintain your social status. The Ash experiment proves this beyond a shadow of a doubt. You will go along to get along even if you know it's wrong. And that is how the Troons got their foot and dicks in the door. It's not like you don't understand you're lying, you just don't care because you directly benefit from it. You notice how most of these classic mistakes women make revolve around two tenets? One, dishonesty, and number two, willfully believing the propaganda.
And we know you don't really believe it, because one minute you'll scream about a gender pay gap, and the next, you'll brag about owning more homes than men. Which is it?
But time marches on, and these feminists, well, they get older. And inevitably, the lies, deceit, and propaganda blows up in their face. Some of them actually feel regret, like the creator of Sex and the City. Too little, too late. You've already brainwashed two generations of chicks. And when you dropped the ball, guess who picked it up? The Kardashians! What could go wrong? Or you have the more common flip side. They smash through that wall and they realize it's all bullshit and lies, but misery loves company, so keep it going. Here's your cat food.
Stop! Don't touch me there! This is my no-no square! Stop!
Why else would feminism have embraced the fat positivity movement? They don't actually think you're beautiful. They're frenemizing you and talking shit behind your back. Which is way more shit than the men in your life. I'm just giving you an FYI there.
No, it's not true. That's impossible!
Let's be honest, dudes. If she has cool points, she's full German, and she can cook up a good lasagna, you're gonna give her the hose. Space Ghost is on. I've been that guy. I'm not gonna say I haven't done it, but that lasagna was fucking good. Nice, delicious, and cheesy, just like her tits when I was done with her screen 5. And the next classic mistake, these women who are alone, they will ride that shit to the grave. They live in debt. No savings, no forward thinking, just wah wah, cry baby, give me money. Because you're living in the moment. You're living your truth, right? Or to be logical about it, you are conflating feelings with reality. Kind of like feminism, and we're back. But you can only live in debt for so long before you need a bailout and reality shows up knocking to collect the bill. So when that happens, let's just vote to make the patriarchy bigger so it will pay my student debt. You see how stupid that sounds when you lay it out logically?
Well, yeah, actually.
I don't know if you know this, ladies. The government actually doesn't make any money. They steal it from all of the men who refuse to write a check against you. That is some 4D chess complicated revenge right there. Why don't you just suck the money out of his ball sack or his business lips? It's probably cheaper. Life is a race, ladies and gentlemen. And for women, that race is finding a good man to settle down, have children, and be protected for the rest of her life. Modern women think they can start this race 10 years after the starting pistol goes off. And this is the best part, gentlemen. Try not to laugh. They still think they're gonna win! The 18-year-old woman who understands the 5 F's has already won this race. And you? You're in a cubicle at the starting line freezing your eggs. You're not gonna win this race. You're not gonna find the good man. What you're gonna find? Leftovers, because those 18-year-old women who knew the deal snagged up all the good men. They're happy. They've probably already started a family. Why is that? Because they didn't listen to their friends. By the time you're laying down for your first IVF treatment, her kids are already 18 and they're looking fine.
Oh, that's not right. No.
Listen, ladies, if you start popping kids at 2021, you can be the MILF at 40, and it's not bad. You still have a lot of life in front of you at that point, and you won't go through the rest of it alone. But for these modern, empowered women, after their third failed IVF treatment, 40 to 80 is a long fucking time. And that right there is the consequences of your actions. And no amount of you living your truth is going to change that. Last classic mistake before we wrap this whole thing up, and this one is my favorite. Because, as you all know, I myself, in another life, was a married man.
I was born a poor black child.
And this next one might just be the most annoying classic mistake women make. It starts with a V, and I'm not talking about the Bermuda Triangle down there. I'm talking about venting.
Oh my God!
And this is something that a lot of women who've already hit the wall, they love to do this. In fact, this is their main form of communication. If they couldn't complain, they'd have nothing to talk about.
That is so mean.
And if they didn't have double standards, they'd have no standards at all, Screen 5. We've all dated women who do this because all women do this. They will approach you, drop a mountain of negativity right on your lap. And this is the best part. They actually get pissed when you try to settle or solve the problem.
You do have a nail in your head.
It is not about the nail.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, I'll bet if we got that out of there.
Stop trying to fix it.
Newsflash, ladies. Men, we are logical creatures. We are creatures of action. When you come to us with a problem, we try to solve it, especially if we love you. But you don't want a solution. You want a bitch and get attention. Got it.
You always try to fix things when what I really need is for you to just listen. No,
see, I don't think that is what you need. I think what you need is to get the nail
out. See, you're not even listening now.
Okay, fine. I will listen. Fine.
I know exactly what this is. You want drama. Whoever coined the phrase, misery loves company, was probably a dude who was sick and tired of his wife venting. Public service announcement to all of you ladies out there. If you need to vent, vent to other women. They understand your nature, not to us. You want a solution? Take it to a man. See how that works? Dragging us down into the pit of despair along with you is nothing but absolutely selfish.
That sounds really hard.
It is. Thank you.
Bottom line, all of the classic mistakes boil down to a simple Venn diagram we've showed on the show in the past. You see this lovely set of tits here on the board? This is women and accountability. You notice how they don't intersect? These nipples inside? These are the decisions women make. And this one here? This is the consequences they have to deal with. They avoid it like the plague. But then they have the audacity to claim that they are strong and independent. And why is that? Because they have a place to live, a car they can drive, and they pay their own bills. You know what that's called? It's called basic adulting. You're not strong or independent. You are simply ordinary. Ooh, I know that one stung. And that right there is one of the biggest classic mistakes of them all. Believing you're special and the rules of the universe don't apply to you. But once you smash through that wall, you're going to discover, no, you're not, and yes, they do. And all the while, long before you smash into that wall at 0 eggs per hour, men have been warning you over and over again about what is coming. Well, it's only polite, especially if we're going to leave a 3-egg omelet on your face, Screen 5. What was the response to all of these warnings? You're gay, you hate your mother, you can't get laid, wah, 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 we don't care anymore. You can sling all of the slurs you want, but it's not going to keep a man around, especially after breakfast. Wah. So ladies, do me a favor, share this video with your friends. Some of them might wake up, but I haven't had a hate mail episode in a while and I could use the material. And we certainly need your support, so please scan one of the QR codes below. Send us a little loot so we can keep this whole thing rolling. Because as of current year and today, we're up to 552 lives saved, and that is too few. Dudes are self-deleting every day at breakneck speed based on these classic mistakes women are doing. Let's be honest, we have a whole list of our own, and if you haven't seen that episode, links below. With that being said, I think I'm done with you. Be gone, Space Ghost.
When I was dating the one single mom and she admitted that one night when he was out of blitzed out of his mind on Ambien, he literally slept drived over to her place, sight unseen, walked in and fucked the shit out of her in the middle of the night and went home. Wow. And she just let it happen. She's like, oh yeah, this is great. I'm like, yeah, I have all confidence in this relationship.
Yeah, it's done.